Dear friends, welcome to this week's virtual drasha. This week we have the incredible privilege of Parshas Vayechi and Emir Hashem B'Sha Tavu Mitzlachos conclude Sefer Bereishis. And the Torah, we know the parasha describes the incredible story, the continuing dramatic narrative of the reunification of the family of Yaakov Avinu. That on one hand, Yaakov Avinu removed from his beloved Eretz Yisrael, but on the other hand, having the great Sechus to close out his time in this world surrounded by a loving and nurturing family. And in his final moments in this world, Yaakov Avinu, surrounded, his bed surrounded by each of his children, goes ahead and gives bracha, gives blessing, hadracha, advice to each of his children. Now the brachas come across in two different ways. Some children receive what is a clear and apparent blessing. Other children seem to receive rebuke, musar, tochacha, from their father. But what's incredible is that even embedded in the rebuke and in the musar is a loving message tailored to the growth and spiritual and emotional maturation of that particular child. So Yaakov Avinu speaks to Reuven first. He says, Reuven, this is in Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Gimel, chapter 49, verse 3. Reuven, Bechoriato, Reuven, you are my firstborn. Bechoriato, Kochi Vereishis Oni, Yeser Seis V'Yeser Oz, literally translated, Kochi, my strength, Reishis Oni, the first of my might, Yeser Seis, the Yeser Seos, which literally translated superior in rank and superior in power. Pachas Kamaim al Tosar, Ki Alisa Mishkave Avicha, As Chilato Yutsui Allah. But you have the restlessness of water, the impetuosity of water. Therefore, you shall not have that superiority, for you ascended upon your father's bed, and ultimately, again, you profaned him who ascended upon my bed. What is all of this about? So we know Rashi HaKadosh comments that Yaakov Avinu ascended as Reuven, you are the Bechar. And as the Bechar, the firstborn always has a special standing. That's the way it was, especially in the biblical family. So Reuven, as the Bechar, you should have been the heir apparent. As the Bechar, you should have been the dominant amongst the brothers. But, because of the episode where you moved my bed, remember this is after the death of Rachel Imenu. So Yaakov Avinu again doesn't move his bed to the tent of Leah, instead moving it to the tent of one of the other wives. So Reuven gets upset. Reuven feels that his mother's been slighted, and he moved his father's bed to Reuven's mother, to Leah's tent, as a sign of solidarity, as a sign ultimately again a covered for his mother. And Yaakov Avinu said, that's not what we do. That's not what we do. You don't take unilateral action that impacts another human being, that impacts another person, specifically your father, without going ahead and consulting first. You don't understand why I do the things that I do. You, Reuven, don't understand why I, Yaakov, made the decisions I made. And as such, don't take unilateral action without consulting. So he says to Reuven, you should have been the most powerful and dominant amongst the brothers as the firstborn. But as a result, pachas kamayim al tosar. Ultimately, again, water-like impetuosity, and therefore, again, the restlessness of water, and therefore, you've abdicated to a certain degree your role of the firstborn. Incredible, overwhelming. Even in that, Yaakov Avinu is not saying it with anger. Yaakov Avinu is saying it with love. It is the job of a parent to point out to their child their shortcomings, their shortfalls, their deficiencies. It is the job of a parent to point out to a child, if you continue to behave this way, things are going to backfire for you. It's not said with condemnation. It's not said with anger, just the opposite. It's said with an incredible sense of love. I saw a beautiful idea brought down by the great Rebbe, by the Tzaddik, the Divrei Yisrael. And the Divrei Yisrael says as follows, listen to this. He says, Dehine, ha'ikr l'chol davar Yeshua v'rachamim humidas ha'savlonos. The Rebbe says, Divrei Yisrael writes, that the most important quality that a person could possess is the quality of patience. Savlanut. Patience. He says, because what happens? Shehe sovel v'nosev lo yidochik es asher kiyadua. He says, sometimes when people are impatient and they need things to happen right now, the way I want it, the way I need it, and right now, they make all kinds of mistakes. And the Rebbe says, this is what Yaakov Avinu was trying to convey to Reuven. He picks apart, he dissects the pasuk as follows. He says, remember, what does Yaakov say to Reuven? First thing, he says, Reuven, Bechoriata, Kochi Vereishis Oni, right? You're the first of my strength, my firstborn. Then he says, Yeser Seis, the yeser os. So remember, the straight translation is yeser seis. Literally, again, you're superior in rank. Seis, like you're exalted, you're high. The yeser os, and you are superior in power. But the Rebbe, the Divrei Yisrael, says, here's how you have to read it. Yeser seis. What does this mean? Kechol ha'adam marbe loses esakoshi velisbol. Yes, sir. Se'is also means to carry. The more you're able to carry something, the more you're able to shoulder something, the more you're able to deal with difficult situations and not react, but instead you're able to carry it with you. You know, sometimes we reach stress and we just, boom, like there's a reflexive reaction. Yeser se'is. The more, yoser se'is, you're able to carry difficult situations without immediately responding, yeser oz. The stronger of a person you are. It's incredible. Says the Divrei Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu was teaching his sons. Do you know what the true strength is? You know, what do we say in Pirkei Avos? Ezu gibor, who is strong, hakovish es yitzro. So we go ahead and translate that. Who is strong? One who captures, or one who conquers his yitzer, his desires, his proclivities, his inclinations, his wants, his lusts. That's true. There's another yitzer. You know what the greatest yitzer is? The greatest yitzer, the greatest like desire, is like when something happens, respond. Respond. And again, we live in an age of instant communication, right? So people see stuff, I gotta respond. Somebody does something, I have to respond. That's weakness. What's strength? Ezu gibor hakovish es yitzro. One who's able to rein in that need to immediately respond. Yeser se'is. The more you're able to carry stuff and not immediately respond, yeser oz. The more strength you possess. Conversely, pachas kamayim. If you're like water, you know, water can't stand still. Water is always moving, right? Water is in perpetual movement. So if you're pachas kamayim, you have this water-like impetuosity, the restlessness of water. Something happens and you just have to respond immediately. Al tosar means, the Rebbe says, ultimately, you won't last. You won't last. Ultimately, again, you won't have yoser, you won't have more, you won't have the yes, you won't have the superiority, you won't make it through life if you don't know how to be patient. Yeser se'es, if you could carry the circumstances of life for a little bit without responding, yeser oz, then ultimately, again, you will be a stronger person for it. Conversely, pachas kamayim, if you're like water, you just gotta flow, you just gotta respond, you just gotta talk, you just have to do, then al tosar, then understand, you're undermining your own self-interest and you won't last. What do you mean you won't last? You won't be successful. So the Divrei Yisrael saying, Yaakov Avinu teaching not just Reuven, but all of his sons, the power of patience. You know, we often say, the phrase often goes that patience is a virtue. Patience is not a virtue. Patience is a necessity. You can't get through life and you can't be successful in life without patience. And you could plug this into every area of life. You know, sometimes there are challenges in a relationship, whatever the relationship, in a marriage. Sometimes there's the difficulties with shalom bayis. Sometimes there's difficulties between parents and children, children and parents, siblings, friends. And we encounter the problem, and what does everyone want? Everyone wants an immediate resolution and solution. Of course, who doesn't want an immediate resolution and solution? But that's not the way life works. It's not the way relationships work. Relationships are fractured, relationships are broken. They could be mended. When you have two people who are willing to work hard on something, there is almost no obstacle you can't overcome. But it takes time. It's going to take time. The savlanut, the yeser se'es, the willingness to carry it a little bit, the willingness to be patient, that gives you the strength you need to be able to work it through. Sometimes we have difficulties with the Ribono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does stuff to us, creates life circumstances for us, and we're upset, and we're angry, and we're disillusioned, and I feel betrayed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you said that you love me. You're supposed to be my father, but yet you visited these life circumstances. Patience. Patience. Because sometimes in life, the circumstances that look like the end of the road, in fact, only open up a brand new pathway, but it doesn't happen immediately. You have to be patient. Good things will come. To those who wait is not just something that Heinz Ketchup came up with. It's a yisod in living. It's a yisod in living. You have to have patience. You have to have patience with ourselves. How many of us are frustrated with our own pace of growth or lack thereof? So you know what happens often? I'm so frustrated. It's like I'm so upset. I'm always doing the same things over and over, always making the same mistakes. I'm annoyed. I'm upset. And so often in that almost like state of annoyance, self-annoyance, I give up on myself. Instead of recognizing I am a work in progress. And as a work in progress, I need to be patient sometimes with my own self-actualization and personal development as well. Yeser se'es, the more patience you have in life, yeser o's, the stronger you will be. And Chavra, what an important message for us to learn in these current trying times for Am Yisrael. You know, I think when this war started, right after the events of Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, from which we are still reeling, from which our heart is still broken in a million different pieces, yet at the same time filled with such hope and such optimism, when we see the greatness of our nation, the greatness of our people, the greatness of our soldiers, the greatness of our mishpachos, the greatness of our chesed. But I think for many of us, we thought, okay, there's going to be a war. Oh, how long is the war going to last? What is it going to be? It's going to be 2 days, it's going to be 3 days, a couple of weeks, maybe a month. And now again, we're coming up on the three month anniversary, so to speak, of this milchama, and we see that there's such a long path ahead. Every single day we daven for our hostages. You know, sometimes it hurts even too much to pause too long to think about it, that there are men, women, and children whose whereabouts are unknown, whose condition is unknown, who are snatched by the worst form of evil right from their homes, right from their families, on the battlefield, right? So it sometimes when you pause, I don't understand how I live in a world like this. I don't understand how this happens. I don't understand how events like this occur. I don't understand how my brothers and sisters are existing in Gaza, and I don't understand how their families are existing. It goes on and on and on. But it's important for us to remember the power of Klal Yisrael. We have many pillars of power, but one of our pillars of power is savlanut, is patience. And one of our pillars of power is the recognition that we are the people of the long game. We've been around for thousands of years, and only because we are forward-thinking, only because we have the patience to wait to see how things unfold, only because we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a beautiful, magnificent, and holy master plan in store for us, but it takes time for it to unfold. It takes time for it to be revealed. And that's why as we close out Parashas Bereishis, Chumash Bereishis, Parashas Vayechi, before we recite those words of Chazak, Chazak, Venus, what do we have to internalize? Yeser Se'is, the Yeser O's. I'm going to be a patient person. I'm going to be a patient person in my relationships, allowing them to get back on track. I'm going to be a patient person with myself, giving myself the time to heal and to do the things I need to do. And I'm going to be a patient person with Jewish destiny as well, recognizing the end is going to be beautiful, and the end is going to be sweet, and the end is going to be victory, victorious in every way. But I have to be patient to wait for it to unfold. And if we're able to instill within ourselves that yeser se'es v'yeser o's, then we will truly be zocha, as individuals, as a community, and as a klal, to fully live the words, to feel the words, chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. If we gird and bolster ourselves with patience to see the geula that is unfolding for us, that patience will give us the strength to make it, im yirtzeh Hashem, to that finish line of personal and national redemption. Wishing everyone a good Erev Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.